Hello and welcome to the Flawed Podcast. My name is Peter Larsson, and in this episode we'll talk about biohacking. What is biohacking? In essence, it's ways to improve your biology to achieve the results you want, shortest amount possible. And you know, if you're a computer nerd like me, you know that a hack is a shortcut. You're using a system in a way that it was not intended in the beginning. And our system in this case is our body. And who developed that system? It was, you know, evolution. Some things we are not evolved to do. For instance, to walk in narrow shoes, to walk on concrete, to live in tiny places similar to cages. We're not intended to eat as much sugar. Ah, you know all this already. So why am I talking about biohacking? Well, I created Biohackers Conference a couple of years ago in Gothenburg. Biohackers Conference Gothenburg. So that's a yearly meetup where we talk about what hacks we're using, gadgets, devices, etc. to improve ourselves. So this is an extension of the self-development sphere or universe. But you know, what I realize after many years is that all these hacks don't really matter if you don't have the basics. You know, are you walking 8 to 10 to 15,000 steps every day? Or are you sitting still? And then doing, you know, photobiomodulation. You know, if you don't have the basics, it's no point doing, you know, if you don't train, it's no point in doing like this, buying this gadget. So going into the sauna. You know, two biohacks that I really like, that I really believe in as well, there's a lot of science to back it up, is ice baths or cold exposure and sauna. And one that I believe so much in, a third one, is breathing. So that's why we created focused breathing a lot of years back, because breathing controls your state in so many ways. You can hack your state. And everyone who's, you know, been into labor, got the kid, knows this. Everyone who's been in any form of stressful situation knows this. Very simple, very elegant to tie the knot back to this season's, you know, original statement of simplicity. So breathing controls our state, which is a form of biohacking. But what I want to give you now is like, are you covering the basics? Do you have a checklist for your weekly health needs? Because health is the new wealth. And ask Steve Jobs if he would have traded everything for, in terms of monetary, in terms of a couple more years. So he was an example of how he wanted to biohack his way. I think it was cancer, you know, I can't remember. And he wanted to, you know, breathe his way pretty much out of his illness instead of, you know, using traditional science. There's a place for everything, but if you don't take care of your health, everything else is unnecessary. So this also hooks into the one thing. So make your health the one thing in next coming life sprints. And if not, you know, tell me why you don't care about your health. It's a very hard thing to argue against, right? So it's like a first principle. And of course, like everything else, you cannot do it, overdo it. Or you can overdo it, rather. There's a time and place for, like, example, training. Then you have to recover. It's the stress cycle, you know, from Hans Selye. Add a stressor, and then your body adapts, but you must give it time. And then you have a new baseline. That's your life, pretty much. But then you fight against aging, which is the longevity aspect. So how are we going to fix that? We need to manage our stress. How can we manage stress? Simplest way, breathing. Control breathing. Breathing controls your HRV, heart rate variability, which controls... Heart rate variability is like mobility for your autonomous nervous system.
consider it like that.
All right, so my task for you now this week is find a biohack, breathing, sauna, or ice baths. Do it for 5 minutes every day or 20 minutes one time. And 20 minutes is only for sauna and breathing, not for the ice baths. Unless you're really... No, don't do it. So just 1 minute if you're doing the ice bath thing or cold shower. Yeah, so after recording this, I realized that for the biohack nerds, you're probably disappointed of these three very simple tactics and biohacking protocols. And you want the gadgets. You know, I love the gadgets. So I'll give you what we use in the course.
A couple of
examples. So Oura Ring to measure our sleep, HRV. And in some cases, you can measure activity as well, but I don't use it for that. So that's number one. To measure how you progress in meditation, we are using the Muse, both application and the gadget, the hardware. So you get these bird sounds and you can track it over time. So we use that as a base, those two as a baseline when we begin the course for leadership, for leaders, to create this transformation. What else do we use? Well, we use the heart math inner balance to measure coherence. And what does that mean? Well, I have to spend a long time explaining, not a long time, but in essence, it's HRV, but with some additional science spices on top. So we'll measure that as well as a baseline. You could actually train your HRV. So why do we need to train all of this? Well, you know, as I mentioned in this episode, to change your state, breathing is good, but to be able to use the tools, like a carpenter, you use a hammer for some things, a saw for something else. And you know, some people can do a lot of things with a saw. And we need to also show ourselves, especially if we're not aware or in tuned. So those three, you know, to reiterate, now you have six tools to try out. Sauna, cold exposure, either via, you know, jump into a lake or sea or ocean, or cold shower, 1 minute. Sauna, 20 minutes. Breathing, choose whatever you like. You know, Wim Hof is very powerful. You could use Oxygen Advantage / Buteyko, holotropic breathing. Now I'm just spinning around here. But there's so many things. But what you could do, put a timer, 5 minutes. Just keep it easy and simple. And just breathe through your nose. Try it. And after 3 to 4 minutes, alternate between your nostrils. That will be the task for that. If you have an Oura Ring, let me know. You know, how you're using it. If you're using it for activity as well, or if you're syncing it to, you know, third party like Gyroscope or Strava or something else. For Muse, I'm very interested, you know, have you tried it? Are you using it? For me, for Muse, I used it, I think, 4 or 5, maybe 6 years, can't remember. And then for, you know, the last one, Inner Balance or Heart Math Institute. I really like it. It's very elegant, very simple. So tell me how you're using that. And good luck with these tasks. That was it for the biohacking. And, you know, for the leadership course, we're using this as a baseline in the beginning. And then we retest. And you will see an improvement. That's a guarantee. If you're following the program, obviously. Good luck and take care and see you in the next class.